Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat unchanged on the day at 572 and a half. Soft December, 493 and three quarters, up 1/2. December corn is trading 340, down 4 3/4. March, 352 and a half, down 5 1/4. May, 361 and a half, down 5. July, 369, down 5. November soybeans, 929, down 13. January, 937, down 13. March, 945 and a half, down 13. July, 960 and a half, down 13 and a half. October soybean meal, 337.40, up 440. December soybean oil, 32.29, down 72. October live cattle, 164.27 and a half, up 27 and a half. October feeders, 239.75, down 190. October lean hogs, 109.30, and they are down 20.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance and farmland values in 2015, and all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Before we get rolling, a quick programming announcement. It is a USDA reporting today, and Mike will be joining us again this afternoon at 12:39 after the dust settles a little bit and we have time to digest all of the numbers for the report. But going into the report today, Mike, it looks like traders are taking a little bit of profit off the table after the run-up earlier in the week.
Yeah, you know, the trade discussion this week has seemed to center around the FSA acreage numbers, and that has been getting more and more attention in the trade chatter, Dave, from my standpoint, and whether USDA NAS will incorporate any FSA numbers, and thereby will the FSA acreage numbers offset big yield increases that the trade is expecting, and therefore the production number, especially in the corn market, may not be as big as some would have thought if these FSA numbers are incorporated. And the trades played it very smartly by continuing on buying the corn and selling the beans. That NOVDEES corn bean-corn ratio in the old crop 2014 hit a low on Wednesday of 2.72. That's the lowest since July, and it's interesting because right around that time period, the trade chatter started to increase on whether the FSA data would even get incorporated, and so corn lost a little bit of its gleam. We also saw the wheat lose some of its gleam, mainly because of the dollar finding some support after the Federal Reserve minutes. So this is kind of the mindset the trade has, is will we get an FSA acreage number to offset increases, massive increases in production? I'm more of the camp that did the crop supply numbers increase enough to bump up supply versus usage, the stocks-to-use ratios, and will the support of weather and the support of currency investor movement we've seen these last, week and a half, will that be, those two things be something that can play off of the post-report environment?
It's not surprising that the trade has picked up on the FSA numbers because I believe that The FSA waived fines for late filings this time around. And so we may not really get really good numbers all the way into December. Maybe it's the January report.
And in the midst of this, we have the USDA NAS posting the note that they're going to resurvey, I think, 19 different states mm-hmm. worth of producers, or 9 states worth of producers. It's a large number of states worth of producers, and we don't know exactly when they're going to incorporate that either. So your point is very well taken, and I think this is why the grain market in general has been a lot more friendly to the corn-bean ratio, especially given that the South American crop is starting to get planted. And, you know, there is also that talk out there because of the attaché report coming out of China either on Wednesday or Thursday that the actual imports of beans, I think the attaché lowered 2 million tons versus the right. September USDA numbers. And so I think the beans have gotten a little bit more negative, if not neutral numbers, whereas the corn's been able to play off the wheat and play off of its own short-term fundamentals.
So at 11 o'clock, what are you going to be looking at first? Ending stocks, I imagine?
I think world stocks to use, mm-hmm. U.S. stocks to use are going to be the number one and number two things to be watching. And then obviously what's been keeping the hedging head on our shoulders has been the technicals. Whenever we get these, you know, nice price moves back up, especially in the wheat market, given that we've been able to come off that September 25th low of 466 and a quarter and really again get back up about 50 plus cents to get to these highs this week, I think it's real important, Dave, that we watch the technicals. And I think we saw that in the dollar and in the yen after, and in the stock market for that matter, after the Federal Reserve minutes. A lot of jerking around happened during the intraday charting and intraday period, but when the dust settled, as you said, when we got on the phone at the end of the day, and now that we're in the end of the week, I think it's going to be real important to obey and to respect what the chart technicals suggest to us.
Is it possible that the September report shows us the biggest crop yield that we're going to see?
The October, you mean? Yeah, today's report, I think it could. And I think it goes back to, given the weather pattern in northern Brazil, very dry right now with not a lot of moisture going into the last part of October, and a definitive shift to a cooler, wetter pattern here, with knowledge that we were only 17% harvested in corn Monday and 20% in beans as a country, I think it's real possible, and this is where the mm-hmm. weather and the outside market factors could really play supportive roles, because we could get behind, even more behind, on crop harvesting if the temperatures really cool off. And I think this breeds the idea, well, will the basis then not have to get as negative because the freight is not as needed, because we've slowed down the supply chain at the producer level? So there's a couple layers of supportive news out here, both off of Brazil weather in the northern areas and also U.S. harvest weather. But the question is, will USDA supply numbers just wreck that possibility of the trade focusing on this being the biggest supply number and not having it factored in?
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.